Hello, friends. For this month's theme, I pulled a card from the Heart Path Oracle Cards by Nadine Gordon Taylor. And the theme for this month is the power of self and change of consciousness. When I think about this card, I think for so long we've believed that we aren't powerful, that we've had to look to gurus or leaders for the answers. While I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, I think this card speaks to us checking in with ourselves first when we hear something from those we hold in high regard. It's an opportunity to feel into whether what someone else has to offer fits for us or not. And in essence, it's stepping into our power and really listening if something resonates. Instead of just giving our power away, as that can sometimes feel easier. How often we do this because we think outside sources will provide us with a sense of security and safety. But the truth is, we are far more powerful than we realize. And we really do have a choice in shifting our consciousness at any moment in time by being still and going within to listen. The swans on the card speak to me as grace. Being with the various aspects of ourselves isn't always easy, but the swans are reminding us to be graceful and gentle as we heal what needs healing and live our lives in accordance with what resonates with our souls. This, of course, takes practice and patience. And it's what I believe many of us are awakening to these days, to come back to the power of ourselves as the answer to living life on our terms. The bird on the card I see as an eagle, encouraging us to stay focused on our own innate power, while also staying open to all perspectives and how the perspectives of others fit or don't fit with our personal beliefs. Is there an opportunity when hearing a different point of view to deepen into your own power? Or is there an opportunity to expand in your understanding of something? Both are wonderful ways in helping us to stay true to ourselves while also expanding our consciousness to serve us in a beneficial way. I personally believe that when we step more into our authentic self, working on all aspects that need acknowledgement and healing, this is indeed how we shift not only our own consciousness, but this in turn helps to shift the consciousness of the planet too, one being at a time, to an earth that can be kinder, gentler, more empathetic, and peaceful. This is something I've witnessed time and again in my own inner work journey the past 25 plus years. And now for the animal guide that goes with this theme for the month to support us, which is Kangaroo and the Message of Honor, which is from my deck, Animal Reflections Healing Oracle. So looking at the card, Kangaroo is looking to the horizon, holding a timepiece, indicating first that time really is an illusion. I see the arrows on the bottom as movement forward, but also the fact that they are pointing upward as a reminder to stay connected to our consciousness and our divinity. It's time to release the pressure of time constraint of where we think we should be on our journey, and instead focusing on the here and now and going more with the natural flow, which will help us to continue to live more in alignment with our true way of being. Taking our cue from Kangaroo, take time to gaze at the horizon and ponder how you want to feel as you continue to move forward and becoming more of who you truly are. The word honor on the card is such a potent word when it comes to the theme this month in the power of self. Because honoring your needs first and foremost is what will help you live from your heart and live in line with your true spirit and why you are here. Kangaroo is also very connected to the earth, but also spirit. The earth element reminds us to stay grounded when we are doing our important inner work. And that as we shift in our consciousness, it requires us to take a leap of faith in seeing things in a new way we'd not considered before. Moving into a higher state of being, this is what will serve as a guidepost for us to stand increasingly in our own power. Kangaroos are also known for their strength and agility. And it's just another reminder that you have what it takes to be your most powerful self, and you can go the distance to do so. Also, just recently, I saw a quote that I feel adds insight to this reading, which is, "Curiosity is one of the great secrets of happiness." So often when we are in the midst of change and doing inner work, we can be quite serious, and making changes can feel painful at times. But when we can shift our awareness and consider all aspects of life with a sense of curiosity, well, it indeed becomes easier to navigate and often leads to more happiness. So to add a personal touch to this reading for the month, I invite you to pull a card from an oracle deck of your choice and see how that plays into this message and what insights it has to offer you. And if you wish to share, I'd love to hear your insights. Thanks so much for joining me today. Wishing you a sweet and love for self filled month of February. Take good care.